Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. In an effort to accommodate the very busy travel schedule of our Brewers 360 Friday guest, Adam McKelvey from MLB.com.
A very special.
Today, at a special time.
Got to flush that game on Thursday.
Another 2-2. And a swing and a foul held on to by Realmuto. And the ball game is over. Duran goes 1-2-3 through the Brewers. And the Phillies take the series. Today, a final score of 2-0.
So, Phillies win, although the game itself doesn't really matter. You still have the tiebreaker over the Phils. You still got a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs, Adam. One little item of news that came from the game was what the manager said afterward about another bullpen arm going on the IL, probably.
Which they normally don't like to reveal until they're ready to make a move. And I think the fact that Pat Murphy brought that up shows you that who knows, this is testing his, he always talks about being undaunted. I think his daunt meter is running pretty high right now because Trevor McGill is down. They just lost Shelby Miller, who was a really key pickup. They were really happy to get him basically for a boatload of cash at the trade deadline, not have to give up a player. He was going to be a key part of navigating these seventh, eighth, ninth innings the rest of the way, and he's out for the year. And now, Trevor McGill is still working his way back. Now you lose another guy. I mean, I think we can figure out who it is, but I don't want to be wrong, so I don't really want to say. Abner Uribe warmed up yesterday. Jared Koenig warmed up yesterday, so that's good. Those have been important pitchers, and they wouldn't warm them up if they were hurting, so that's good.
I guess I hate to say it this way, but like this is sort of a hang on and survive, right? The next few weeks, lock up that number one or number two seed, please. The super magic number, as we're calling it, because there's the magic number to get in. I have no interest in playing in that wild card round. I've seen that movie too many times. Don't like how it ends. So got to lock up one of those top two seeds and get that bye. Just hang in there and then get these guys, a few of them anyway, hopefully back healthy by the time we hit postseason.
Yeah, and look, like, you know, when you – hopefully a lot of our listeners, like, watch tons of the postseason. Teams deal with this. You know, I remember being with the Braves in the World Series in 2021, and they were pitching guys in the World Series that had been in, like, the minors 5 days earlier, like at some stay-ready camp in Gwinnett County, Georgia, just pitching in case they needed guys, and then they did. So this stuff happens in October all the time. It's happening to the Brewers in September, which is a little angsty. It seems to just kind of come in these big waves, which makes everything a little angsty. But look, this is what baseball is. It is kind of a game of survival at this time of year, and it opens opportunities for stuff like, look, Aaron Ashby is pitching all the time lately. He tells Pat Murphy he wants to pitch. Murphy says they can't get him off the field. He's rehabbed from a shoulder, multi-year shoulder comeback, and really is throwing the ball great and is this, in this kind of shortened, you know, he came into the year maybe being in their starting rotation. Now he's in this short stint, pitching big innings, you know, it gives the guys a chance to emerge. And there's always the next guy up in baseball. That's how this sport works because it's so many games over such a long period of time.
That's why Robert Gasser's name always comes back up. You always wonder, like, I mean, he's a special kid who got hurt last year. He's ready. He's in rehab. So you'd almost think they'd have to bring him up at some point.
Well, I think we'll see him. Yeah, I do. And they're shortening him up because he was kind of building up to start in case they needed that. Now it looks like their need is bullpen, so the idea was to kind of pitch him in some shorter relief outings. It would be a multi-inning, kind of like that D.L. Hall, Aaron Ashby role that we've seen over the last couple of months. So he has a chance to be really important. But look, you got to be careful with that because the guy's a young kid coming off Tommy John. You don't want to risk his future, risk his health. So there's just a lot of things they're juggling right now. And again, I think that Murph brought that up was really fascinating because they do not like to do that. And it just shows you that it's really weighing on his mind right now.
I think, too, last thing for you, Adam, is just we have to get used to, like, what's a starter anymore anyway? Freddie, as good as he's been, 80 pitches in four innings, like, these are going to be short starts. Mizorowski is always a short starter, and that part of that has to do with pitch count and innings and all that stuff. But, man, we're going to need guys who can go out there and give you two or three innings out of the pen.
Yeah, pitching's become so specialized and so max effort that the days of, like, navigating nine innings, they just don't train pitchers that way anymore. It's sort of max stuff for as long as you can go, and that is often – 5 innings, 100 pitches is like the barrier now. I remember when 120 was
120,
the max,
right?
And everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's only 120. Now, like, when was the last time you saw a pitcher get even close to something?
I think
like
it's
that?
More 90.
The
yeah.
The game evolves. And look, one other thing I'd say, like, people shouldn't forget the Brewers have the best record in baseball. It's September, whatever the date is, 5th. There's a lot of good things that are going on. And I know when things kind of pile up in this sport, because the games every day, they have not been winning as much as they did during that 14-game winning streak, certainly. It feels, you know, starts to feel a little tight. And the trick for everybody is to sometimes step back and say, look, we put ourselves in a really great position. And they have. And they hopefully will be able to make some choices over the next weeks and get one of those top two seeds, as you said, hopefully that number one seed. That'd be really huge. And, you know, and then hopefully just find enough guys, get hot at the right time, and try to do something special in the postseason.
Paging Adam McKelvey, you're boarding.
Thank you, Adam. Hey,
thanks for squeezing us in, man. Safe travels.
Trying to get into Pittsburgh a little early. So
all right,
thank
my friend.
You guys for being flexible.
I think we delivered on a very special Brewers 360 day, don't you think, Eric? 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.